When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Guten Tag. Je m'appelle Ross Tweddle from Cultaholic Wrestling, and we're asking today the burning question on every WWE and or professional wrestling fan's lips. And that is, as you can see from the screen there, should WWE unify more tit?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Who wouldn't want one singular milk cannon straight in the chest, destroy every single competitor in the ring? It makes sense.
Let's imagine if Kurt Angle, vintage while car, attacking Stone Cold Steve Austin and whoever the Alliance back in the day,
just had
a cyborg tit and just squeezed it.
He'd love it. He'd love it. He'd grow so strong, his bones.
Yes,
dead
it
strong.
Was. So that's that question answered. That's the end of the video. I've been Ross, joined by Fraser and Andrew. We'll see you next time. I'm only joking, everybody. We're here to speak about the unification of titles in the World Wrestling Federation. Andrew.
Yeah.
Fraser.
Hello.
Quiz.
A quiz.
Oh, I love a quiz.
On paper, which is what it's down on. This should be quite simple.
Okay.
But in reality, I imagine it could be quite difficult. I simply want you to name who is the current champion when I read out the title. Is that all clear?
Yeah, let's do it.
Should we go 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1? So Fraser,
yep.
Who is the current Universal and WWE champion?
That is Roman Reigns, Ross.
Andrew, who is the current Raw Women's Champion?
That's Bianca Belair.
Who is the SmackDown Women's Champion?
That is Charlotte Flair.
Who is the Intercontinental Champion?
That is Ricochet.
Who is the United States Champion?
That is Finn Balor.
Who is the Raw Tag Team Champions?
That's RK Bro.
Who is the SmackDown Tag Team Champion?
It's the Usos.
Who is the Women's Tag Team Champions?
That is Sasha Banks and Naomi.
The 24/7 Champion.
Is it currently Akira Tozawa?
Oh my God, he's so wrong. It's the greatest champion of all time.
Me?
Aye.
Dana Brooke?
Correct.
Yeah.
NXT Champion.
Braun Breaker.
NXT Women's Champion.
Toxic. No! Mandy Rose.
Mandy. North American Champion.
Cameron Grimes.
NXT Women's Tag Team Champions.
Toxic Attraction.
Yes, and the men's ones.
Pretty Deadly.
Massive. There you go.
Massive.
Whoa. We know everything here at Cultaholic Wrestling.
Woo!
Right, so I've said that just to, we can lay out all the titles that are on offer in WWE between the main roster and NXT 2.0. Should we take an override and look at this before we get going with the nitty gritty?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
What are the benefits, Andy, of unifying certain titles and having less championships in the World Wrestling Federation?
Well, I think it's good for business.
Why?
Because then you can have bigger stars sort of, you know, cross brands to either challenge or defend for the belt. I think that's beneficial to WWE viewership because we've heard, you know, certain points, numbers be waning and whatnot. But I think with Roman Reigns being the biggest star in WWE at the moment, him turning up on Raw, very beneficial for them and vice versa for SmackDown as well.
I'm going to play devil's advocate right now.
Oh, we'll do it.
I would say, would that not burn out the talent more quickly? The benefit of the brand extension, it gives you one roster working a Friday, the second roster working a Monday. They get the rest of the week off and never have to do anything else, okay? But you'll want them to work double duty in the same week.
Well,
you heartless man.
I mean, you don't necessarily need to work double duty. Roman Reigns, at the moment, doesn't really work week to week in terms of matches. He's just there to build storylines and whatnot. So why not have him turn up on a Raw or a SmackDown? Because then you can get potentially new competitors as well. Because we've seen SmackDown, like, the baby faces are very dwindling on that show at the moment. You know, you don't have too many. Raw's got a few more, and I think, again, that's beneficial for him to go to Raw, build that up, not necessarily have a match, just have shenanigans up until the pay-per-view. And I think that makes for good viewing.
Does that not limit the amount of people that can really come through, though, as a main event star?
It's
you've only got...
pulled your pants down.
Whoa, ho, ho.
He's pulled my pants down. But then that kind of like, I guess that could then go on to us talk about unifying the other titles as well, to give those mid-carders who can't necessarily push up because the veterans are in the way, give them something to do, and then have that. Say you unify the Intercontinental and the United States Championship belts together, right? They don't feel like a stepping stone anymore, like they used to. It used to be like, you know, John Cena wins the US title, fantastic. Then he goes on to do the WWE Championship stuff, right? It doesn't really mean that anymore. They kind of just flip-flop a US title reign for someone or an IC title reign for someone. Usually just means when they lose it, that's it. They're still on the mid-card. They're not necessarily pushed up to the next level. Whereas if you unify those two belts and actually put prestige and meaning into those, I think then you build up someone who could be a main eventer down the line. And then you can also build other superstars in that lower mid card up as well to step into the role then of becoming like the person to be in the mid card, if you know what I mean.
So they haven't really used the mid card belts too well, as you're saying there.
No.
But if you get rid of one of them, there's less meaning for another feud on the show.
Mm.
Like the Intercontinental title, yeah, it's been badly used recently, but having the prestige of the belt.
I would say au contraire there, Fraser. Mm. I would take us back to the Attitude Era. Vince Russo's World Wrestling Federation.
Yes.
No matter what was happening, title or no title, everyone had a story and everyone was invested in the story rather than the title belt.
Unfortunately, this is 20 years later.
That is the big caveat, though. They would have to write stories from multiple people up and down the card.
Yes. And that's the thing, right? Like AEW, I don't really want to, because, you know, we compare and whatnot all the time. They make really good stars without them being in the title picture. Yeah. And I think, you know, say you've got all these unified belts, you then got one championship match between each of them rather than like a SmackDown Women's Champion, a Raw Women's Champion, blah, 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 blah. That fills up a card pretty much, right? And then that gives less time for people on the lower cards and the mid cards to really like actually build something of substance up. So, like, if you unify the belts, there's more time then on pay-per-view cards to have other storylines away from the title picture that then could necessarily, you know, build a star up to be in the title picture. It gives them chances, like, a chance to breathe and actually, like, have some sort of substance too.
Fraser Poitier.
Hello.
Are we putting the cart before the horse here? Is the issue not the title belts themselves, but the fact that WWE have 5 hours of main roster programming to fill, therefore they need them all, otherwise they're going to fill it with nothing?
Yeah, I definitely agree that they need something to fill the time. Their storylines without the belts have not been incredible over the past few years. Oftentimes the stories that lack a belt aren't really featured and aren't really put to a focus. Roman Reigns has been dominating all storylines for the past 2 years
now, yeah.
And he's been the main focus. I think it works now having the two belts on him as a unified champion. But everything else feels lesser without a belt included.
Mm.
Yeah, sure, there's some certain celebrity feuds that come and go. You've got bigger stars. But I don't want to have a unified belt that the only option is like Goldberg coming back for a match and then the only big titles on him. The only option
is there. It doesn't have to
be
that way, though. It wasn't that way 20 years ago, was it?
It shouldn't have to be that way, but it's Vince McMahon.
I think we should leave I was going to say prejudice there, but that's not the right word, is it? Our lack of faith in WWE's booking to one side here. They can do it well.
They can do it.
We've proven with Bianca Belair that we can have someone ascend and then get knocked down, but it play a bigger part in a longer story and work our way back up and get back to the title. We've had no one else involved, really. Obviously, she's had to knock down people, but by and large, it's been Becky versus Bianca for a long time. So I think the less championship belts can still work here in 2022.
Mm. There's definitely some feuds that it works best with. And as you said, Bianca's probably the prime example. I do agree.
Now, we're doing this video today because yesterday Wrestling Inc. posted, well, it was a bit more of a speculatory piece after what happened on this week's Raw. Well, last week's SmackDown, we should say. Roman Reigns was in the ring cutting a promo saying the Usos need to get more gold. Gan over to Raw there, lads. Get yourselves some more tag team championships. Mm. They appear on Raw. Some things happen with RK-Bro. Yep. It looks like there's a chance they could be about to unify the tag team titles. The question is then, Andy, should they do that?
I think they should. I like WWE has a lot of tag team matches, right? A lot of them feel very inconsequential, though. I think there's more better tag teams on Raw at the moment than there is on SmackDown?
Should I read I've done a bit of research
by looking at the rosters
on Wikipedia, yeah, which is the best source of information in the world ever, because anyone can edit it. Vince McMahon did the World Wrestling Federation pages. Raw's tag teams include Street Profits, Alpha Academy, RK-Bro, Hurt Business.
Mm.
I'm including them even though they're dead. Priest and Edge counts in my books. The Dirty Dogs, the Mysterios, Apollo and Aziz, MVP and Omos, I guess, isn't a new one after what's happened recently. Yeah. Mm. SmackDown, a little less because there's 1 hour less of the show, obviously. The Lethal Lovers, Los Lotharios, as I like it. Butch, Botch and Bitch, New Day, Viking Raiders, Impaleum, Happy Corbin and Mark Conmos, but it looks like they could be splitting up, obviously. Mm. Jinder and Shanky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Give them everything.
Yeah.
The Usos and then Nakamura and Boogs when he's healthy, obviously.
Yeah.
Those rosters are a lot more stacked than I thought they would be before I put those lists together.
It's quite a few teams, yeah.
Yeah, when I was thinking then of listing off stuff, I was like, oh, SmackDown's not got that many. They've actually got quite a few.
Yeah.
And quite a few decent ones at the same time, too. But the only problem is on SmackDown, we only get really a handful, even if a handful of people continuously challenging for the belts. And that kind of makes it feel like there is less tag teams on SmackDown at the moment. Whereas on Raw, you know, you got Street Profits and Alpha Academy and all that all going at it as well. I think they're doing the belts really well. But if you unify those, then you get those unique matchups. You get, I don't know, Nakamura and Boogs versus Street Profits or something like that. Like there's a lot more tantalizing matches to be had, I think, if you unify the belts and let brands sort of cross between one another.
I think that's the distinction is whether the belts get unified and then the brand split ends.
Yeah.
Because if they unify the belts and don't end the brand split, you've just got the same matches but less title belts to make those matches feel important.
I still like the idea of there being separate brands and floating champions. Yeah. So like you can have a program. They have 12 pay-per-views a year, for goodness sake. At least that. So you can have one program from pay-per-view to pay-per-view, a different program from pay-per-view to pay-per-view, and just have them float between. I think it's a... How they use their cast of characters is what it boils down to.
Yeah.
They need to rotate their cast of characters a lot better because it feels like in the build-up to pay-per-views these days, all you get is the match that's happening at the pay-per-view, but in a different variation.
Mm.
And you get a different variation the next week, but it's still involving the same people. So by the time you get to a pay-per-view, it just feels like you've seen the same match a million times, even though you haven't.
And that's why I think the unification stuff will be good, because then you do, as you were saying, you get a revolving cast of characters that can come through. Like, so certain people say in the women's division at the moment, Liv Morgan feels, in my opinion, very stunted with where she's going at the moment. There was like some momentum behind her at one point and we're all cheering her on. And now things just seem to have kind of halted a little bit for her. Whether now, you know, her and Rhea breaking up, that leads on to something better for Liv Morgan is yet to be seen. But why not just have like, you know, you can have her go over to the other brand 1 week and then she can challenge the whatnot. Like, but then maybe I'm thinking perhaps... Should the women's division also have a mid-card
belt?
We'll get
onto that
later
on. Fraser, do you think the men's tag team championship should be unified?
I do think they should be unified. I think the tag belts would benefit from being cross-brand like the women's tag belts are. There's quite a lot of women's tag teams. It is a bad example, but there's a lot of tag teams in both divisions. The women's one, they're all just pushed together for no reason. But the men's one, they're legitimate tag teams. The belts would feel more important if there was one world tag team, or they'll probably call it Universal or something like that. But it would make them feel a bit more fun, a bit more fought after. And I hate the current designs. I want to get rid of
the penny belts.
I like the silver.
Do you like them?
I like the silver more than when they had like the bronze looking like
the
copper
two pence
ones.
Piece.
Yeah.
I just think they need to change up the actual centerpiece. We've had that for almost 10 years now. So hopefully a unified belt would change that, but...
You would have thought, because that's another thing we should touch on. In fact, first, we'll stick with the tag team championships, but the women's versions this time. Because I think the main roster women's tag team championship should be scrapped full stop.
Yes.
Yeah. But I also can see a case for them being sort of put together, unified, some might say, with the NXT women's tag team championships.
Yes.
Because originally, when Sasha Banks and Bayley obviously worked very hard behind the scenes to get them being made into a real thing, they were coming out saying, well, we're going to defend them on Raw, we're going to defend them on SmackDown, NXT... Black and gold back then, NXT UK, we're going to defend them everywhere. And then they lost them at WrestleMania 35 and didn't get the chance to do that.
Yeah.
They would get there eventually. I think they did. Was it against Tegan Nox or somebody, if memory serves?
Oh God, I can't
whoever it was against, anyway. No. I think there's a strong case to be made because you definitely do have, I've not written it down here, so if Richard wouldn't mind getting up the NXT female rosters. You see the tag teams involved there. It feels like we've got a couple of bona fide tag teams NXT, but not really a couple on Raw, is there, or SmackDown? Kind of, but not really.
I mean, that's the thing on the main roster. They feel so much cobbled together, and I guess that's why we think of them like being, oh, maybe they should just scrap them on the main roster. Whereas you're right, on NXT, they are more legitimate tag teams in the women's division.
Yeah.
So I reckon I've just spoken a load of bollocks there.
We did have quite a few tag teams.
Yeah, there were.
Up until recently, we've got Toxic Attraction, really. We've got
Casey Catanzaro and Caden Carter, the Cowie Girls, as I call them.
The Cowie Girls.
Because they go to festivals, right?
All right.
It's the Tick-Cowies.
You mean this all the time.
How would you know that? You could have Sarai and what's her face come together? What's the spoiled brat lady? I'm forgetting her name.
Oh, I don't know. Lad.
What's the? Well, she's not even on that list.
She's not.
Where is she?
Who?
Tiffany Stratton.
She's not on there. No.
Why is Tiffany Stratton? They'd be a fantastic how could they coexist tag team.
Yeah.
But I think I might have just chatted myself out of a point there. I thought there was a lot more bona fide tag teams in the NXT.
Just grab both belts.
Yeah.
But I feel like maybe if you did unify them, that would give them sort of more of an incentive to make more legitimate tag teams, though.
You would think. But for the longest time, I don't know if it was the longest time, but for a period of time, we did just have the women's tag team titles on the main roster, and they were nout.
Yep.
Apart from when Bayley and Sasha held them the second time.
Mm. Yeah, they felt important. But again, they played second fiddle to both main women's belts.
Yeah,
like they were just an item.
Well, they were just plot devices, weren't they? To get someone into the women's title picture when they held them. Like, that was pretty much just it.
Hire more women.
Yeah. And that's another good thing if you unified the women's championships, right? Because then there's a wider roster for these women.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
To actually like face one another rather than, again, that's the one thing I think that feels more so than the men's, that we're just recycling like through the same, just the same rotation over and over again. And that's only because, not through the fault of the women's wrestlers, but through the fault that the roster's just, each brand is just lacking like a number, like a good number, a good pool of talent.
I don't know what to go for here. Unification or just scrap them all together. I like the NXT women's tag team championship.
Yeah.
They feel like they're quite important. Because obviously they get fought over in the Dusty Classic, which adds to it. Maybe the main roster needs some sort of tag team tournament where they're forced to be together for a long time.
Oh, that would be
build a relationship. Because Liv and Rhea, they built a relationship. They got matching gear. They were doing tandem moves at WrestleMania. Mm. They looked like a proper tag team. And then they got split up the next night just about.
Yay.
Why did they do that?
Don't know.
They're doing such good work. But I think what we're saying there, we're saying scrap or unify.
I think unify, but just make them feel a bit more important.
Yeah,
scrap. I think unify, and then maybe even bring, I know the Dusty Classic, obviously everything to do with NXT and whatnot. I reckon let main roster teams qualify for the Dusty Cup too.
I suppose we've seen a lot of main roster talent go down to NXT recently, so there might be a more...
I mean, that's an incentive then as well.
Yeah, there might be a few more steps to
do
that.
To get more people watching that too. Yeah.
And especially if someone like Ziggler, who hasn't held the NXT championship but held everything else, and he wants to hold that title because just to finish the set off.
That, that makes it feel more special as well, doesn't it? If you get someone from the main brand coming down to NXT,
Oh, it's down.
It's down now. Coming to NXT, that again puts a little bit more legitimacy on that title as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's very good. It's wrestling monarchy.
It's good stuff.
It's very good.
So that's the tag team rank sorted with. I reckon we just touch on Roman Reigns. Were they right to unify the championships at WrestleMania?
No.
Oh, spicy.
Right. Well, I think he was the right person to do it.
Yeah.
But I felt like the match was very forced. Brock Lesnar didn't need the belt going into WrestleMania. I think maybe another match should have had that.
Yeah.
I think we heard rumors that Seth was going to take the belt at day one back at the start of the year. I would like to have seen him go into WrestleMania with the belt. Obviously, it's a more hypothetical situation as his match with Cody would really need it, like, but
what would the match have been for the WWE Championship?
I thought Bobby Lashley, Seth, in my mind at the start of the year, but
I think we're better off with Seth and Cody, to be honest with you.
Probably,
and Bobby and Omos.
Bobby and Omos for the belt.
WWE Championship. Imagine.
Yeah, what are the alternatives? That there must be more.
That's the that was the thing when we were doing the news in the run up to WrestleMania before we knew of the unification match and stuff. That was the question, like, what legitimately who would challenge for the WWE Championship?
Because Bobby cooled off big time.
Yeah,
after he lost the title
and,
again,
and now he's picked up though again. I think because of the injury and everything, and how he lost the belt, and obviously it's an unfortunate situation, but it's kind of worked in his favor at the same time too. But we didn't have that at the time, did we? So therefore, it just felt a bit lukewarm. Whoever
felt like
would
cut you off midstream there.
Oh, just as I was saying, it just didn't make. There was other options at the start of the year. It did make more sense coming into WrestleMania. Brock Roman for the belt. So yes, right choice at the time. Just personally, I prefer having both belts. But Roman does feel like the biggest star. So he needs that two belt, you know, that reign. But who does he lose it to?
Yeah.
Like there's no one. There is no one right now that stands up to
those
belts.
Oh, there's one. Well, there's two, but one on the main roster.
You can't bring up. Yeah.
What did you think about, were they right to unify them?
I think they were. I think because, as we were saying, there wasn't really any sort of, there was no real matches of high caliber, I don't think. If you had Bobby Lashley at the time as WWE champion going into WrestleMania, as we were saying, like, nothing really felt hot, you know, going into WrestleMania to face Bobby Lashley. No one felt like super hot to go and do that, I don't think. To unify them though, and this is the thing too, is kind of now what Roman is doing with the Universal Championship and holding it for a long time. The WWE Championship for a time was just being flip-flopped back and forth. Like, nothing ever felt of substance when someone held the belt. And I sort of feared that it would fall into the same category as the Universal Championship, and where it's almost just like, ah, give it to whoever. Like, it doesn't really matter. Now we've got it on Roman Reigns. I think that sort of brings a little bit, we say it all the time, more prestige to the belt, and actually build it up to be something of real value again, you know. I kind of like the idea that maybe down the line someone, you necessarily don't want it to be The Rock to take the belt off Roman Reigns, but who does it? Like, my thinking was it would be quite good if you have, like, the two family sides. You've got Roman's family, like the Rock's family, the Iowani family, challenging for one belt, and then you've got Cody on sort of like the road side.
Cody and Brandy.
Cody and Brandy going for the WWE side of things, for the WWE Championship. And I know, therefore, that doesn't necessarily mean then the belts are unified. That just means he's defending two separate belts. Yeah. But I can't see any other way of kind of doing it.
That bleeds into the next question. How should they do it? And I think it's quite simple. Create a new title. It's one championship belt. What's it, the UAU?
The UAU belt.
The WWE Unified.
The Undisputed. WWE Universal Championship.
That's it.
I think it's a perfect opportunity to get a new title belt, because I was very much for the unification happening, because it's been the same since 2013 was when they were last. No, that's when they were unified last.
Yes, they were.
And then they got split up again.
2016.
So it's been a while. It's been a while. It's definitely time for a little bit of a change. Enough is enough. It's time for a change, in the words of Owen Hart. But Roman Reigns holding the titles and then losing to someone. Cody was the main roster name in my head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bron Breakker is the obvious one from NXT once he's a bit more experienced and gets a proper introduction on the main roster and hopefully isn't buggered up. He's allowed to be himself. Flourish like a butterfly.
Make him a Steiner. Make him a Steiner, though.
I would prefer to be called like Rex Steiner. What was his?
Bronson Rex.
That's his real name, Rex Steiner.
God, that's a good
He's
going
to go Rex Steiner, wasn't he?
That's
R-E-X.
That's a good
Like a bloody dinosaur.
Like a dinosaur.
But how do you, because that's what I think. I think it should be a new championship belt. It's called the UWU, whatever. And Reigns has got that. And he floats between the shows, getting a new feud every pay-per-view or so, every two pay-per-views.
Bring
whatever.
Back the big gold belt.
I want
Let's
that.
Not go back.
Well, I
let's
want
go that forth
belt.
In the
let's
future.
Go, let's go forward, but because I would have liked.
They can with a blue, it's blue, though.
No.
the big blue belt.
They can still create beautiful championship designs. They're all in NXT. The North American title is fantastic. Mm-hmm. 24/7 title is amazing.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
God, I would make love to that title. But no, they've proven in NXT UK especially, I think the world title, the tag team titles, the...
Stop it. That NXT UK championship belt gets me hot under the hat, Ross.
I was taking the piss, but I think you're being serious.
No, man, it's a nice belt.
I know it's a
really
nice
belt,
but I was taking the piss with the sexuality, the kind of thing.
Look,
whatever floats your boat.
Whatever
there,
floats your boat.
But yeah, they've proven they can still make fantastic championship designs. Therefore, I think they should pull their finger out their arses, right? And make a new
I agree. I want it to kind of look like the WWE Undisputed title. Like, have some hints of that or something, because that is my favorite belt, I think.
Make it look like the Cultaholic Wrestling Heavyweight Championship.
That massive.
Same size.
Yeah.
Road sign. Yeah. Why not, eh? Biggest belt in the game. Why not?
Road sign?
It looks like a road sign.
Eat my balls.
It's the most prestigious belt in all of professional wrestling.
Look at the.
You say that. You say that. When I got the belt, it had a massive scratched out middle of it. The most prestigious belt, my ass. Look at this, treating it like a.
What did you do to it like?
I didn't do anything to it. I got it like that.
It had no scratches when I had it.
I will fight you, sir.
I used to batter you. I used to buffer that thing every single week.
You did. See his desk.
He's got like, he must have been chewing sandpaper before and like tobacco spitting
not.
On it. And
I refute those claims.
Disgusting.
But yes, Fraser, do you think a new title belt should be done or just do it a different way?
Yes, bring a new belt back in. I like the current design of the WWE Championship. But it's been there for a while, so maybe a wee refresher, maybe make it a bit more up to date. As you said, NXT's got some lovely belts. North American Championship, I'd like something like that. But
I'm afraid that it's always going to be that massive WWE logo, just because when they give it to insert NFL team who wins a trophy, and they can have the WWE logo with their belt and all that malarkey. Yeah. So I can see why it makes sense from a marketing point of view and a business point of view, but from a fan's point of view, we want something better, don't we?
Yeah. We do.
Do we?
I think so.
Is anyone, just spitballing off your idea earlier of defending against one person and defending the other one against a different person.
Yeah.
Anything in that? I think there's not personally.
I don't think there is. I think then that, why call it a unification match? He's just got both belts. Why not just call him a double champion?
All right.
Yeah. I feel like I'm off to go and knock on his door and absolutely give him one of these. It just makes, that doesn't make any sense, does it? I think eventually, maybe even after Backlash or something, we'll see him unify both belts and come out with just one championship.
I don't think we will while we've got Roman as champ.
You don't reckon?
No, because he likes his blue belt in terms of, like, that's his Universal Championship. That's the belt he's raising higher.
Yeah.
That's his thing.
He likes his blue belt.
He likes his blue belt. and the visual's good. Him having two belts.
Yeah, it is. That's very
true,
actually.
If he unifies it, it's just one belt he's got.
Yeah.
Two looks cooler.
It's just one belt.
It's just one.
It's the richest prize in the sport.
The UWU belt.
The UWU. We touched on it earlier, but should we unify the secondary titles? Because I think now that they're not getting on WrestleMania cards, even though we've got two nights of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Because you go back, there's a WrestleMania tier list coming to the channel soon, everybody, right? It might already be out. I don't know when this is going out. But looking back at the early WrestleMania cards, and especially in the early noughties, there was a stretch where the Intercontinental Championship didn't get on WrestleMania.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which I didn't remember until doing the research for that. So there's a precedent there set for the Intercontinental Championship and the United States Championship not getting on WrestleMania today. I think they should do it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they would call it. I would rather the Intercontinental Championship 8, the US title.
Yeah,
me too. Intercontinental Championship.
Me too.
Bring back the belt that Cody introduced. Maybe
Oh my God.
I've just written myself a pitch for a future tier. Stop
it.
Pitches video.
Stop it.
Shotgun.
He's got it.
Shotgun. It's mine. What do you reckon, though? Secondary titles?
Yeah, as I was saying before, personally, I think it's a good idea because then, it gives time for it to actually be on a pay-per-view, which is nice, first of all. And sort of as I was saying as well before, like, a person holding that can then go on a more longer dominant run and actually build themselves up to be a legitimate main eventer to go up against Roman Reigns or whoever's holding the belt down the line, whilst also building up some of the lower card and lower mid card stars too to finally step into the role of the IC and US champion position.
But I think I'm completely against unifying the mid-card belts.
Oh my
purely
gosh.
If we take into the fact that you said earlier, let's pretend their booking is good and that they know how to book. Mm-hmm. So if they can book properly, you've got your main world belt. That makes sense. Your world champion. You've got your world tag team champions. Mm. Then you've got two mid-cards and you've got your typically it was European and Intercontinental. That made sense at the time. And United States, Intercontinental, keep them separate. Have two mid-card belts on that can roam about, your world champion can roam about. It just feels nice having a second mid card. Obviously, there'll still be like a second tier of belt.
Mm.
It just gives other people something to do. And I quite like the prestige of both of those belts. I don't like the designs of both of those belts.
Why not?
I think the US championship looks like a toy.
It's a massive improvement on the old one.
It is.
It is, but it still looks too plastic. And the Intercontinental title, I can't believe they replaced the white belt.
Well, I can.
It's so nice.
For the time.
For the time.
So nice, though.
It is better. I agree. Yeah. I think that design's so much better.
But now he's back in the company. He should bring it back.
I reckon he could do, you know.
I reckon he will do.
Is he going to do the thing where he puts it in the bin like the last one as well?
No, he'll make it go off in fireworks or something.
I think you'll have an eagle swoop down from the top of the arena.
Pick it up.
And pick up the old one.
And drop another one.
A bigger eagle will swoop in.
Pharaoh is being held by an eagle. Wow. And
how
drops in.
Dare you?
Mental.
That's too dangerous for Pharaoh.
Put him on like a zipline like Shawn Michaels.
How
the top.
Dare you?
He'll be safe.
Don't light some fireworks in the arena at the same time.
So,
put Pharaoh.
Also on this point, another thing that I put as well would be like, and I guess it's not a legitimate reason as to why to want to unify the belts too, but I imagine Solo Sikoa in the bloodline as well with the IC/US championship
so
belt.
So they've got all of it.
Yeah.
But what about the 24/7 title? I think that title should be scrapped while we're here speaking about it. I think it's bollocks.
Unify that with a world belt.
And it's 24/7 rules. Defending. Anyone can go up against
to
Roman
Reigns. To
be fair,
if Roman Reigns somehow won the 24/7 title and melted it down and made a new ring or something like that,
that'd be good.
That'd be pretty good.
That's
cool.
Heat, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Going back to who was it who melted the title down into a necklace? It was Kama Mustafa. That's who I'm thinking of. He melted down the Undertaker's urn into a necklace.
Oh, I remember that.
Aye.
Oh, that'd be good, that, actually.
Way aye. Roman Reigns, 24/7 champion. I don't know what else we need to say here. I think we've got to the bones of everything, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yes, they should unify more titles, basically.
Yeah.
But also, I think this one boils down to whether the brand extension continues or not. I can see why they keep them definitely if there's two separate brands,
mm-hmm.
but it looks like we're getting more crossover between the brands and the way is... That was the wild card rule in English. That's what Vince McMahon likes to say. That crops up from time to time, even though they don't really say the wild card rule anymore.
No, it just appears. They do whatever they want, don't they?
Yeah. If that keeps creeping up, I can fully see things getting unified more up and down the card. Is that all we need to speak about?
Yeah, I think you're spot on there.
I wrote down a load of notes here of all the unifications that happened in the past, but that could be a different video.
It could be.
There we go.
Oh.
I'll do that when I'm back off me holly bobs. Right. That's it. Yes, they should unify more titles. Good to know. I've been Ross from Cultaholic Wrestling, joined by Fraser and Andrew, who scratched his newly won Cultaholic Heavyweight
I did it. You did that.
What a bell end. We'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.